corner store, 2 a.m. Got some mango high, choose a bag of chips. Rolling through the city and we hide behind the tents. In the Benzo, got the Swisher out the window, then we dip. Posted at the corner store. Posted at the corner store. Posted at the corner store. Posted at the corner store.
Corner store, 2 a.m. Got some mango high, choose a bag of chips. Rolling around the city and we hide behind the tents. Up the Benzo, got the Swisher out the window, then we dip.
Corner store! That's all.
Gemini.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Corner Store by Macklemore. CKW 95.9. I'm Jesse with you. That was a little bit of Macklemore featuring Dave B. and Travis Thompson, the artist that we are spotlighting today. Just finished up with Wolves and White Tees, the album from 2023. Wonderful stuff. Really dig it. He has some other albums that I'm definitely going to be playing in the future. Some of the older stuff. That Boulevard Boy looks like it's really good. A lot of great features on that as well. Maybe I'll play the Juicy J one in a little bit. But I want everyone to hear a little bit of that Corner Store. I don't even remember even hearing that song. I don't even know what Gemini is. I mean, it must be a Macklemore album I didn't even really... know about. I'm not on my Macklemore news. I don't know what to say. I don't think anyone is, actually, to be honest. I got a great artist coming up, finishing the show up. A guy by the name of Tall Paul. Doesn't look that tall, if you ask me. But it looks the things. This album, 2022, it's called The Story of Jim Thorpe. So we're going to be listening a little bit of that. Plus, I'm going to be sneaking in some of my favorite tracks of the week. Like I said, more of the WrestleMania card a little later on. But first, let's get to a little bit of that weather. Because whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather. Whether you like it or not, coming at you right here, right now. This is the weather. Whether you like it or not. Gonna wrap the weather. Gonna wrap the weather. Oh, I was just about to start rapping, but... I guess I can't now. All right. What do we got going on? Today, we got a mix of sun and cloud. High of +2 with the wind chill -8 this morning. Not a problem. It's going to be warming up as we go into the afternoon. Partly cloudy, but it's becoming clear with a low of -8. Overnight with a wind chill, we're looking at a low of -10. But a +2 today, which is great. Monday, sunny skies, high of 7. Wind chill -13 in the morning, no problem. We'll get a little warmer as the day goes on. Cloudy, 6% chance of rain showers or flurries with a low of 0. Tuesday, we've got clouds in the sky, high of +5. Low of -6. Wednesday, mix of sun and cloud with high of -8. Oh, sorry, high of +8. I apologize. Clearing with a low of -5. Thursday, sun in the sky with high of 8 and a low of -2. Friday, sun with high of 11. Low of -1. And then Saturday, we've got sun back again for a high of 13. Yes! Here it is. Finally. I mean, we were teased all winter. We didn't think winter would come. But here we are. I think we're getting to the springtime now. High of 11? Come on Friday. High of 13 next Saturday? This is going to be a terrific week, guys. It's 11:04. Right now, we're sitting at -3 with the wind chill -9. And that has been your weather. Whether you like it or not. Jumping off the scrapers, I can skydive so fast. In a bad Jordan once, they gotta respect my swag. Yeah, last name Morales, but my mom named me Mal. All right, I'm just letting this thing roll. It's not even letting me choose. Again, the internet does what it wants. I blame the eclipse. All right. Tall Paul. Ever heard of him? My boy's Anishinaabe. Enrolled on the Leech Lake Reservation of Minnesota. Born and raised in Minneapolis. Music strongly reflects his inner city upbringing. From personal experiences of self to thought-provoking commentary on issues affecting indigenous and diverse communities as a whole, Tall Paul's music evokes a wide variety of substance and soul. This is the story of Jim Thorpe. This is Tall Paul. Here in CKW, 95.9.
Territory of Oklahoma, with his twin brother Charlie just south of Belmont's border, in a one-room cabin with the wood stove aroma. Not too long before the revolt of a young revoker, baby Jim was given the name of with Ash Cup. It meant the light after the lightning, it's his clan cut. Thunder clan just like his daddy and Chief Blackcock, known as the bright path destined to be his fam's rock. He's like the year of 1887's gift from heaven to natives relating to sports and who hold it with the reverence. While baby Jim was nursing from his mother Charlotte's breast, American horses with Buffalo Bills Wild West. The same year the Henry Dawes Act went in effect, they claimed it was to help us out and teach us to subsist. As if for centuries and centuries we didn't exist, it simply symbolized the arrival of a different ship and paved the way for greedy settlers to take more shit. Just like the Oklahoma land rush of 89 and 91, they ceded lands to thieves and crooks who came equipped with guns. These are the type of people who surrounded Hiram's sons. So Hiram had to keep a watch for eye to keep him from intruding on his ranch to rob the Thorpe allotment. But it was nothing new except illegal copping, because a decade before this they were already plotting. Such maneuvers were acted out by those known as boomers, who lobbied to steal our land to supplant us as intruders. When it was legalized, you had the people known as Sooners, who literally jumped the gun while snoozers were in their bloomers. Any land of ours that they considered surplus was wrongfully deemed by them to no longer serve us. So they took it like the savages they truly were, and entire cities sprung up overnight unlike junipers. United snakes despite the revolutions of the day, such as Revoker's ghost dance a thousand miles away from the Oklahoma ranch where Jim and Charlie played and laid. They saw our strength in numbers and became afraid we prayed. So they sent thousands of troops to try and intimidate Lakota ghost dancers till they no longer participate. And for the next month, Pine Ridge was in a state of siege, when Sitting Bull was killed by native cops who disagreed. Hundreds of kids and women murdered by the cavalry. Them cowboy travelers massacred them at Wounded Knee. Spotted Elk's band of many conjures camped out by the creek, when the spineless troops went inside the camp to shoot them in their sleep. The same year scholars said colonization was complete, when football took a hold of America's imagination in correlation with the modern men's mechanization. Welcome to the backdrop of the baby native, one of the greatest. Jim and Charlie were 6 years old, Hiram took them down to the boarding school. As a foster kid and a native father, I was forced to think that he was more than fool. Being placed with strangers is a race of danger, the erasure angle is a Mormon tool. 2 points to hang us, 2 prey to save us, so they just enslaved us, then caught at school. Couldn't believe that a native dad would have ever cared for his kids being sent to a place like this. Not until I read about it being commonplace, cause they thought an education would right the ship. Send them off the reservation, get them all educated, then they'll come back home and help us win. Gotta beat the pale face at his game if you ever want a real chance to save your kin. Hiram was only looking out for the best of his sons, and really that
that makes me bubble. The fact that he had to backtrack, that he had to cuss like his sons, least to milk the struggle. Hate to say it, but it kind of worked. Don't negate a change, it made Jim berserk. Being 6 years old and not understanding why you feel abandonment, it had to hurt. Charlie excelled, but Jim expelled home, 23 miles back down the trail. Ran from the second Fox Border School just to be sent back, fam, that's an L. At least he had a twin that'll lean on. Charlie was the one that helped him be strong. Yet again, he wanted where you be gone. Just to get sent back again, it wouldn't be long. It was not a good place for a young man. Try to run away and fall in the quicksand. I hope you have a strong heart that can withstand. Because it's not a good place for a young man. It was not a good place for a young man. Try to run away and fall in the quicksand. I hope you have a strong heart that can withstand. Because it's not a good place. Back at school, running a fail. Jim didn't care to come out of his shell. Leaned on Charlie for the help to heal. He could count on Twin cause he kept it real. Sad that his dad been a man from home, though we came to understand still what's the deal. Stuck at a standstill, mush for meals. He was blessed with wheels, so we had to peel. Suppose it only helped, he had a love for thrill. 23 miles back was a trot. And 9 years old, he could've carried the rock. Like Jonas Matoxin on his Metha Ox. Ran through the miles like an 8-man box. Lots of kids today couldn't feel them socks. Damn right he got respect from his pops. That's why he taught him how to farm the plot. Back at home, dad let him stay a while. Even got to hang with his friends and play. Still he was different, he was not like they. Shot his first deer at a real young age. Running, jumping, fishing, hunting, roping cattle, getting money, wrangling horses in the country for survival. Nothing funny. I love this by 9 years old. Hiram taught Jim to be hungry by example and through stories of Chief Blackhawk's greatest glories. Feeling cruddy, still he humbly sent his buddy on the way back to school to be with brother Charlie and to find his way. It was not a good place for a young man. Try to run away and fall in the quicksand. I hope you have a strong heart that can withstand. Because it's not a good place for a young man. It was not a good place for a young man. Try to run away and fall in the quicksand. I hope you have a strong heart that can withstand. Because it's not a good place. Son and surrendered his tribe to one born to ride. That's a hit to his pride, especially when he's fighting those who took his son's life. They locked him all away inside a cell with no light. Took away the things that made their day turn to night. Richard Henry Pratt was the man with the big plan. He went to ID the Warriors to make a list and send them all down to Fort Leavenworth like quicksand. From Fort Sill, Oklahoma, it was distant. Listen, they were jailed in the guardhouse until Pratt received orders for the transport. He was told to take them all down to Fort Marion and St. Augustine, Florida, where they canceled passports. And as the train approached the Florida border, a man on his gray beard with court disorder. He had no intent to for photo orders, so we jumped from the train and flew like mortar. Pratt had the train stop and search the spot. Didn't find him right away, but kept it cordial. Wasn't long till they found him and popped his top. Then the train was back on tracks before the morning. After a long 3 weeks on a cross-country trip, trapped inside of this train, a large delegation of rebellious natives finally arrived to be shackled and chained in an old fortress dated to the 1600s and descended from the masters of Spain. Indefinitely jailed as prisoners of war with the fear that they'd never see the families again. Never again.
Never. They slept inside a jail cell surrounded by the moldy moist walls and thawed by the coquina. Within a few days, a lot of them were dead due to illness, so they had to pick the cold feet up. Without a piece of paper, the white Quaker made them meet the maker and fate with no subpoena. Today they wonder why we mate on first date and make babies in hate while drinking OE up. General Pratt had to re-up, cause malnutrition and malaria were killing our people. Not to mention hunger strikes, homesickness, and dysentery. Man, that shit was so evil, and he had bigger aspirations, like forcing them to take hold of European navigations. Cut the hair off of nations, made them quit speaking theirs and learn a white man's language. Suited in Buddha, teaching them army maneuvers, making them look like some American troopers. General tactics of a man who usurps and uses them for his home improvements. Looted, uprooted, and booted from their home. Put on display as if a Pratlon gnome. He buffed and shined them as if they were diamonds, and that's how boarding schools became formed. Impressed upon his superiors that he could kill the Indian and save the men. They greenlit the whole operation. It all began at Fort Marion. More boarding schools were then carried in, from Haskell Nations to Carlisle. Both will become gem stomping grounds where other native childs died all the while.
Bam! Never Again! With Tall Paul. Then before that, we had No Place for Young Men, and they kick things off with The Backdrop. We're listening to the story of Jim Thorpe. By Tall Paul. Jim Thorpe. I mean, I know of him. I don't know too much. I know that he is just excellent at everything, though. Born in the 1800s, late 1800s, went till about the mid-50s. Thorpe, American athlete and Olympic gold medalist. And so much more. I mean, I'm looking at his Wikipedia right now. It would take me another 2 hours to tell you everything about this guy. Good God. He's like the first of everything. He's got college career highlights and accolades. Olympic careers. 2012 Summer Olympics. Golds and pentathlon and decathlon. Not to mention, you know, his baseball career. He had a basketball career, football career. Brief time in 1913, he was considering going into professional hockey. Man, oh man. So, he is the inspiration for this Tall Paul album. Found a little something on Tall Paul, just a little interview that he did a while back. It says here, quote unquote, "Growing up, I was a big Minnesota sports fan, so for me it was always Kevin Garnett and Randy Moss as a kid, but I got curious, wondering why there wasn't anybody on TV screen who looks like me." Shut that off while I talk here. Sorry about that. What else we got going on? Sorry. So when I got curious, I started looking for some research in my school library, and they happened to have some information on the computers and some books. And I found out about the Sac and Fox Nation athlete named Jim Thorpe. That's when I dug in and kind of got to know who he was a little bit. Thorpe dominated 1912 Olympics, winning gold medals. Initially stripped of the fact that he'd been paid for playing minor baseball, and then reinstated recently. Quote unquote, he was the GOAT, the greatest of all time, but his footage from the 1912 Olympics mysteriously disappeared from the Olympic archives. Also, afterwards, they stripped him of the gold medals based on amateurism stipulation rules that he supposedly broke. I mean, he wasn't even technically an American citizen, which is crazy to think. Being one of the first Americans, being a Native American, and not being an American citizen is kind of crazy. But he wasn't aware of all that hierarchy rule and all that kind of stuff, the bureaucracy of sports. After they took his gold medals, of course, they went on as far as to removing him from the record books in the 60s and 70s. His family and other people got him back into the record books, though, just recently, and he was reestablished as the sole gold medalist of the 1912 Olympic decathlon and pentathlon. So basically, there's still parallels from his time to this time with his racism, with the racism, the experience of being stripped of his gold medals disingenuously. They just wanted to tear him down. So just learning about all that just inspired me as a young Native athlete myself. You know, there's just so much you can say about him. And that is 1,000,000% true. Because like I said, this Wikipedia page is just a book in itself. There's got to be movies on this guy, right? Let me look around here. All right, story of Jim Thorpe. Can't be told enough, be it Hollywood clumsily in 1951, starring Irish-American actor Burt Lancaster as Jim Thorpe, or literary pieces in 2022, with the biography Path Lit by Lightning, The Life of Jim Thorpe. By the sound of it, they got it wrong in terms of Hollywood. I wouldn't be surprised if someone brought Jim Thorpe back up and made a nice movie about him now. Finally get it right. That would be kind of great. But yeah, wonderful inspiration. Wonderful figure to use for inspiration for an album or just for really for anything. Just for confidence. Just for being. And Tall Paul is doing what he can do. Here on the mic with the story of Jim Thorpe, the album. And let's keep things going. This is Keep On Keeping On. Featuring Tenaya Winder on CKW 95.9.
Fox Agency boarding school gym was faced with the prospect of having to mourn the news of his twin brother Charlie contracting a dangerous illness. A 10-year-old made to feel this, my shackle faced the realness. Typhoid contaminated, food or water was the problem. Charlie got it, then pneumonia also right upon him. Cobbled this to go, had to watch his brother fade. Little did he know his brother's change would make him great. Told his children decades later Charlie was his strength, inspired him surpassing competition in his name. It's like he had his brother's spirit flowing through his veins. With him he had the power to destroy this nation's chains. Jim distrusted border schools again, he ran away. Hiram whooped him, but not even that would make him go back. He never did fully recover from his death, just know that. At times when family tried to get close, he was known to pull back.
A bright path can only last when you dig deep inside. Push through the pain and hurt that can eat you alive. Don't lose your stride or grip. You're fighting for the will to keep on keeping on and on and on. Gotta keep on keeping, keeping.
Hiram finally grew tired of whooping son, so he retired and sent him off in the sun. So far away, he thought the baby goat would never run home. Few hundred miles to Haskell, there's little chance he could roam. The captain of Haskell's team brought a Slim Jim under his wing and gifted him his first football. He fell in love with that thing. This fella's name was Chauncey Archer Kett, a legend himself. Invented the zone in basketball, its inventor he helped.
I first got acquainted with Jim at Haskell Institute. We were 12 years of age. Jim stated to me that while he was there, he received a letter one day from home telling him that his father was quite ill and Jim, for that reason, wanted to request leave from the school to visit his father in the second box country. But his request to go and see his father was denied by the school authorities. So Jim took French leave and went home to see his father.
Jim was frail and young when his athletic trail begun. In early teen, he'd run 300 miles until he'd come to his family's home via training soles of feet. So was deep, so to speak, scared his dad was home deceased, cause he heard he fell ill. He was actually still well, didn't let little Jim stay, though he was homesick for a real. Fate would have it, mama died, birthing her 11th child. After Jim had left again, upon return, he probably cried.
The right path can only last when you dig deep inside. Push through the pain and hurt that can eat you alive.
On the road to the Texas panhandle, taming horses was the goal.
I never met a wild one, I couldn't saddle and ride. This one achievement from my boyhood that a lot was so proud.
To top it off, he returned to pops with a team of them. A lot of crops were hung on the chop, he's the cream of them. Attended Garden Grove School and became a star player. Colonizers from Carlisle came into town later. Jim's resilience was brilliant. Amidst the illness, he killed it. He was passing his classes while feeling all of these feelings. On top of that, he was fearless. The neighbor's bow was just reeling. So while his friends was just peeling, but he took aim and he pierced it with the bow and arrow, like he's a native hero. Hiram paid the narrow to the neighbor to be fair, though. Proud of Jim's courage, still demanded he be careful. Like father, like son, bad to the bone and the marrow.
Right path can only last when you dig deep inside. Push through the pain and hurt that can eat you alive.
It'll eat you alive.
Don't lose your stride or grip.
Nuh-uh.
You're fighting for the will to keep on keeping on and on and on.
Hiram remarried and sent him on his way again. Traveling to PA, reacquainted with the train again. Son, you are an Indian, I want you to show the other races what an Indian can do. These words rang true. These words were the last from his father before we went off to Carlisle to play football for Pop Warner. 2 months passed when he found out his pops passed. Contracted gangrene in the American outback. A sign of the times was the fact we weren't even really legal citizens. Original man without a home of his own, what is this silliness? 1904, they were finally coached by fellow Indians. A 9-2 record, still fight on some willy-nilly shit. Them Carlisle hillbillies ain't want them to succeed. At least hundreds of native babies at the school became deceased. Jim arrived at 16, 5'5", 115. His slim frame a candidate to also become sickly. Shipped him off to the outing program, too small to play. Broke sweats for slave wages from white strangers on their farms. Returned to school at age 20, built strong and people noticed. High jumped a 5'9 barber in a work shirt and overalls. Pop Warner caught wind of it and put Jim on the track team right away. Had his best track star get acquainted with Jim to teach him how to play. That man's name was Albert X and Don. Jim moved on to break his records. His first love was still the gridiron, so you know we had to make an entrance. Went to practice to kick some grass, but Pop didn't want him to touch the ball. Didn't want his new star track athlete getting injured, so we had to make the call. Jim fought it, so we gave him a biscuit and told the team to go and show him. Jim drew through the defense twice and said, ain't nobody gonna tackle old Jim.
Warner did not want him track star hurt. So he kept after him. Warner said, well, we're gonna use you for tackling practice. Okay, run down through these guys. Let them tackle you. So Dad goes down through it, nobody tackled him. And Warner hollers at him, I told you to let him tackle you. Do it again. So then Dad finally said, oh, ain't nobody gonna tackle old Jim.
Now, Jim's
sorry, of course. He was a good athlete, all-around athlete, everything. But you take the Olympic fellows of today, you know that. They practice Olympics years around, for several years. But Jim Thorpe was out there playing baseball. He didn't try at all for the Olympics, but Pop Warner got him up there. He thought, right, so he should make the Olympics. So he gave him a trial in all those events up there. And he just picked it up and thought was really a track coach. But then, anyway, he picked it up and went out in the previous trainings. He accepted in a year or two there. He went over there, and my gosh, he set the world on fire, you know, as an Olympic man. Team of Sweden went out there and greeted him. He says, "You are the greatest athlete in the world." Thorpe says, "Thank you, King."
Performance at practice that day was the greatest display of athletics he'd seen, and he never see the same from another athlete. From 1907 to 1908, the world of college football will feel Jim's way. He debuted in Philly versus undefeated Penn. They blew him out 26-6, that's Finn. They hadn't beat Harvard in the past 10 games, but they seen him this time and they ashed them flames. No player went harder than the Thorpe last name. At the drop of a dime, changed a boring ass game. Before the Indians, it was all on the ground. A game of brute force with no flair to be found. They innovated, put it in the air like Cheech. Wouldn't be what it is without a cold-ass Nietzsche. The biggest box office team in the whole nation. 45 stacks, not consider inflation. Amateurs of the coach ain't paid them. Imagine that the main attract hit Nathan. 10-2-1 record in his second season. Ran away from boarding school in the summer season. Minor league baseball for some meager checks. A common practice so athletes could cover debts. But they use fake names to get by the rules. Can't be an amateur if your money's in the books. A shady game that Jim Thorpe played with wolves. He didn't know, so when it mattered, they would paint him crook. He used his real name, he didn't have a need to lie. He never planned on going back to school to play for God. Homeward bound to Oklahoma to be with his fam. A couple years and wanna had him come do it again. Without him on the team was average. Hyped his return as the return of a savage. Ticket sales of the coach live lavish. Coattail riding the GOAT's attraction. Didn't miss a beat, played through injury to once again beat another undefeated Harvard team. Kicked the game when it field goal on a bad leg. Even ran opponents over on a bad day. Known to chuckle before a scuffle and punch. Bar brought them with bullies eating the lunch. Not only brew, he was fast if you wanna run. His co-star in track, Louis Tawanama. Born in school, natives made it to the Olympics. Yes, sir. Writer said he was lazy about his fitness. Nah. He was on a shit running laps around a deck. Yeah. They were talking shit because he was a native threat. Right. Minutes before competition, his shoes were missing. So he had to wear a misfit pair for distance. Still, he won the gold in more than half of missions. Critics doubted him, and yet Jim had the vision. Won the pentathlon and the decathlon. Yeah. The first Olympian ever to do it. Yeah. Little did he know he had started a movement. 4 Olympics later, finally seen some improvement. Finally. His world record stood for 16 years. Couldn't train year-round like his modern-day peers. Nope. The king of Sweden gave him gold that he earned and said, "Sir, you're the greatest athlete in the world." Upon his return stateside, the Knickerbocker State gave Jim a ticker tape parade ride. Sports office poured in about the dozen, plenty bread in the oven, but he left it by the wayside. Damn. Competitive to a fault, had unfinished business with squads he still wanted to hawk. Competitor, loyal to a fault, played ball for Pop when he could have put stacks in a vault. Warner knew what it was. He didn't want Jim to leave cause he would lose on them bucks. He was a selfish old mug, and when it came time to show love, he just pulled out the rug. Little did Jim know he was no real big bro. The deal wasn't quit pro, still ran like a big bo. Skipped to West Point and took home the victory. Natives beat Army, it went down in history. All-American collegiate champion, the first to rush for 3,000 yards in it. The news knew he played baseball for change, and they hated the Natives, so they sure reported it. Sure did. Pop Warner let Jim take the fall, threw him under the bus, even though he too new. Olympics committee was quick to strip Jim of his medals and records. They broke their own rules.
Yo, this ish is unbelievable.
Fresh.
BBL, you know she extra. Got this thing, walk it clean as a whistle. In the kitchen, scale, fork, and a pistol. Skirt, skirt, skirt. Yeah, we cooking now. You know this pressure, cause they looking now. They look out for me, but they weren't looking out.
got your shit together, sookie now. No refills from me, you know we lit. They gon' run this bitch just like a P6. I done fell in love with a thick beat. I done fell in love with a rich. Shouting, no, she pressure, talking high blood. Put two girls together like a hybrid. You know I've been trapping since the dollar. If they gon' hate, then let them hate, the money pile up. When your friend calls, say hello, pressure speaking. Tower under door, but they're pressure reeking. I done took a shroom with the 42. I done started whistling like 42.
Pressure bust pipes, the weapon tuck nice. I only bust twice, cause I'm so precise. The foreign run lights, I'm f***ing all night. I don't handcuff her, nor read her rights. I'm on that pressure, she on that base. I'm on that trouble, I'm on her level. She say her brother, he got them birds. We ruffle his feathers, watch what you tell us. Pressure cooker, extra f***, I'm a section fuller. Smoking dope, you can smell the boogers. Freaky nose like Devin Booker. And all my f***s are some second lookers. And I got bros with extra blookers. And I got Nina, and I got Maggie. And they both got extra sisters. I be putting pressure on the plug. I get treated special by the plug. The feds putting pressure on me, but I don't even sweat in the hot tub. I be putting pressure on my lungs. I'ma fill a whole blunt with pressure like a stack of 100 ones. You still a fool under pressure, love.
Pressure.
Yeah.
BBL, you know she extra. Got this thing, walk but clean as a whistle. In the kitchen, scale, fork, and a pistol.
Skirt.
Yeah, we cooking now. You know the pressure, cause they looking now. They look out for me, but they weren't looking out. Got your together, sookie
now.
Pressure.
That's Pressure, 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. Making their way into the playlist here from that Welcome to Collard Grove 2 album, which is a sick album. Sick album. They do a great job. And speaking of sick albums, real quick, Schoolboy Q, album of the year with Blue Lips. Check that out. Don't be dumb. Talking about sick albums here, we got Tall Paul. We heard a little bit of You Shot Me. Ain't Nobody Gonna Tackle Old Jim. And then we kick things off with Keep On Keeping On, off his Story of Jim Thorpe album, 2022. Got a few tracks left of that. So far so good. I'm actually really loving the production of it. Both albums, production has been magnifique. Magnifique. That's it. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. It's been really good stuff. Top tier. So I'm excited to hear the rest of it. All right. Not too long now. Got about another 20 minutes or so. Real quick, I would just love to, just for kicks and gigs, talk about the WrestleMania card that's coming up next weekend. Big weekend coming up. You got NXT Stand and Deliver, which I believe is on the same day as the... Let me double check here real quick. It's on the 6th. Yeah, I think it's on the same day as Night 1 of WrestleMania. And then on the 5th, they have their Hall of Fame. I saw a couple hype videos for NXT. I'm not a big NXT guy, but I saw some hype videos for some matches that are going on, like Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. The production is just... it floored me. It was terrific stuff. If there's anything that WWE does right, they really know how to make their hype packages. And NXT, yeah, for a couple guys that I don't really watch all that often, but know of, they did a terrific job of getting me psyched for that match. Speaking of matches, we got a bunch of matches coming up for WrestleMania. Not sure which ones are going to be on the first night. Not sure which ones are going to be on the second night exactly. We know about a couple of them, though. Let's start from the top. We got Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. That should be on night one. Should main event night one, as a matter of fact. Then we got Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. I believe that's going to be on night one as well. Of course, you got Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Can Cody Rhodes finish the story? We are going to find out. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship on the line. Io Sky versus Bayley for the Women's Championship. Bayley, can she get over the hump? Can she get that WrestleMania win? We are going to find out. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, which is actually really building up to be a wonderful match. Two professionals just going at it. I mean, Rhea Ripley, her match with Charlotte should go down as one of the best to ever happen at a WrestleMania, as far as I'm concerned. It was phenomenal. So, I mean, Becky Lynch, not quite... It depends on who you ask, I guess. Not quite Charlotte level for me, personally. But she is very top tier. So, they should be put on a great match at WrestleMania. Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. Can Sami Zayn defeat the long-reigned Gunther for that title? Finn Balor and Damian Priest versus Johnny Gargano and Ciampa versus Miz and Truth versus Kingston and Xavier Woods as the New Day versus Theory and Waller versus... Okay, so there's six teams, all right? Let me... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. My lord. Six teams. Undisputed Tag Team Championship on the line. Some of them have names, some of them don't. We got Judgment Day versus DIY versus New Day. Miz and Truth. Waller and Theory, like I said. And then you got Dunn and Bate. Sorry, I had to hammer through those. There was just so many names, dude. All right, let's get to some of the singles. We got LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I'm excited to see that one. LA Knight, I'm a huge fan of. Yeah, AJ Styles, he is a consummate professional. He's always good in any match. That should be fun. You got the Usos grudge match going against each other. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. You know, when you were growing up as a little kid with your brother, being a part of wrestling, you know, your dad being a wrestler and your uncles being a wrestler and so on and so forth. This is probably one of the things that you absolutely dream about. You versus your brother at a WrestleMania. I mean, the only thing that could take this to the next notch is it being for a title or something. But you know what? This doesn't need it because there's so much story behind this thing that it's really causing the momentum here. You got Jay versus Jimmy. Who will win the Battle of the Twins? Winner keeps the name Uso. The other one has to change their name. No, I made that part up. But, I mean, it's going to be a good match. I think they should have a hardcore match or a grudge match, but I don't think anything is planned per se for that. All right, United States Championship is on the line. You got Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Saw a little triple threat match. I'm not a big fan of all the multiple man matches, but, I mean, maybe these three can really pull it off. We'll see what they can do. If I had to guess... Oh, man, if I had to guess, it's hard. I mean, you want to say just Orton because he's the most experienced and he's main event status. But I can see Logan Paul somehow, some way squeezing this thing out. Another match here, we got Bianca Belair and Naomi and Jade Cargill teaming up against Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. This will be the first time that we see Jade Cargill in the WWE ring wrestling anyways, so that'll be fun. She is a former wrestler of AEW, so we'll see what kind of stuff she can do. She gives this aura already, so I'm excited for that match. That's just on what I can read right now. There may be a few more kind of thrown into the list. I mean, you got to make enough for two nights. And I'm sure they could do that with their large roster. So that's going to be fun, man. That's going to be real fun. And like I said, next week, tune in next week. We'll talk about that first night. We'll talk a little bit about the NXT because I think I'm going to watch that. And then we'll let you know our predictions for night two. That'll be fun, man. you can join in on us. We can all talk like a bunch of nerds about wrestling. I'm down. Okay. Tall Paul. The story of Jim Thorpe. Let's finish it off. This is Legend by Tall Paul here on CKUW 95.9.
He did dominate the field, so that's the way the darn thing was. And he can do everything that everybody else can do. Anybody else can do it, he can do it better. And we saw him just without the slightest form, just put the football on his foot and kick it out 60 yards and punt. There's no trouble at all. We were standing back there, looked like 75 yards. He just boomed the ball, wasn't spiraling or anything else, just boom down there. All was good. And you could throw the ball, you could run, you could tackle, you could do anything.
The Titanic just sunk. Wilson beat Roosevelt for the presidency that month. Jim beat Dwight Eisenhower on the field. On the West field. Point Army kids came and got killed. 27-6 showed them that native real. Native the future real. President even said he's that deal. Football was war without death. It was the colonizer sons that the Indians played against. Yeah. Jim hyped his teammates with this. No wonder why the score they tallied up on the privileged white kids. Jim Thorpe, the college ballroom dancing champion. Straight face prankster, but you still could get a laugh out him. You know superior it. Athletically in his era. Being native in a white man's world is only error. Even though the IOC threw them of his gold, his legacy is golden. His memories being told.
Big facts.
Plus the stardom only started at the time. Crazy opposite the blow, his bottom line just off his shine.
Off his shine.
50 racks to be a boxer in his bar brawls. Opponents got punched drunk. Flimsy doing a bar crawl. He chose baseball, playing in the major leagues for the New York Giants as the highest paid rookie ever. Enabled him to marry wifey Iva. Never got wealthy, but he got to be a thriver.
I thought he was a hell of a ball player. He could hit a ball as far as anybody. He could run as good as anybody. He was one of the fastest men I ever saw on the mound, running the bases. He was fast. Man was a great athlete. He could do anything. Well, he could run as good as anybody. He could hit a ball as far as anybody. And he could field. He was a good fielder. He had a good arm.
Alva was the prettiest girl at Carlisle. Their marriage saw the birth of four kids in Argyle. Bought a home together out in Yale, Oklahoma. She called her baby Snooks. Together they were roamers. The Giants manager had made some racial comments. Jim roughed him up. He wasn't one for the nonsense.
No, sir.
Took his talents to the home of the Hall of Fame. Canton Bulldogs winning chips, popping champagne.
Yeah.
First team All-Pro in the predecessor to the NFL, where his role was presidential.
Yeah.
Legitimizing brought life to the new sport.
Uh-huh.
Professionalized on the back of GOAT Jim Thorpe.
Go
the Spanish flu took his firstborn Jim Jr.
R-I-P.
No doubt his baby boy fought it hard like a trooper. Gone too soon like a land to the Sooners. It hit their marriage hard and put a dent in their future.
Yeah.
Had three more and had to kind of quit. The death of the first and Jim's frequent trips mixed with Jim's drinks made it hard to coexist. Still don't get it twisted, Jim cared about his kids.
Yes,
such as life, tough, loving situations. Blessings in disguise that can lead to lituations. Like finding an NFL team for the natives. The rank Indians define native greatness.
Greatness
in partnership with the star hound breeder through whom he met his future wife by the name of Frida. They had four kids and parted for the same reasons. Again, sports had to go too often leaving. He
Man.
Played his last game at the age of 41. Then he sold the rights to his life story for his son. The stock market crashed and began the Great Depression. He got a gig acting as his newfound expression.
I've seen George McAfee and I've seen Gale Sayers and I've played with George Gipps and I've played with Bronco Nagurski and I've played with football players. I've had the greatest football player, I guess, of all of them. You could do that. What's the matter with Ernie Nimbers? I said, you didn't hear me mention his name, did you?
Henry McDonald was among the first black players. Jim defended him against a white trash racist. So it's not surprising that he spoke out against white people painting skin red so they could act native. Jim advocated accurate portrayal. Spent his last year speaking up for native rights. They casted Burton Lancaster for his life's portrayal while he lived in a trailer at the end of his life. His life.
Jim Thorpe could throw his knees right into my head or shoulders or ribs. But instead of that, as I was on the ground, coiling around, you know, on knees and arms, why he just satisfied me and bore me to the ground. He said, "Well, if you're a horse, I'll ride you."
Mm-hmm.
tone. I represent indigenous excellence, effortless, getting it in the kitchen, and I'm chefing this recipe. Rest in peace to ancestors that came before. If you're not aiming for the top, what you aiming for? Waging war since Columbus came on shore. Arrowhead to your head, nowadays we just aim the four. What you waiting for? I blaze them all, I'm past hot. Fuck you, fuck your team, fuck your mascot. Trash talk, talk trash, walk past, but don't look. I can tell by the vibes, I got them all shook. They wrote books, but left the truth out, it's all lies. Next summer might bring the coupe out, it's all lies. On me, T-O-M-Y, and I been flyers, equal threat, there's none better. Red poets represent them, word to talk Paul. Fourth and gold, us against all y'all, all y'all.
It's indigenous excellence when we touch down. Passing the competition, too late to run now. No hesitation, the style of players one cut. Some Indian players turning singles to home runs. Resurrecting greatness in the name of Urang. That played the game and had it sewed up like a shoestring. Squatting on the track, native baby Wu-Tang. Still find them with the people lower than the fruit hang.
Descendant of this continent's original inhabitants. All this fair and straight theory talk, we ain't having it. Couldn't live off the land like us, they called us savages. And moved us to a reservation alone, all we have is us. Let the past go, we're trying to make the best of times. I exist as a reminder of your ancestors' crimes. And we're still waiting on a verdict. Say the tribes warred amongst each other, we ain't perfect. Walk across the top of the earth, scratching the surface. Like those who came before me, rediscovering the purpose. There's seven deadly sins and there's seven teachings. You chase the American dream, then you're probably sleeping. It's quick to turn into a nightmare. Learned how to play dirty from them, they don't fight fair. We stay woke and picked up on your race joke. Still trying to destroy your hate and create hope.
It's indigenous excellence when we touch down. Passing the competition, too late to run now. No hesitation, the style of players one cut. Some Indian players turning singles to home runs. Resurrecting greatness in the name of Urang. That played the game and had it sewed up like a shoestring. Squatting on the track, native baby Wu-Tang. Still find them with the people lower than the fruit hang.
It's indigenous excellence, never question my intelligence. I'm now with the fakery, material embellishments. Fuck all the branches of government and the presidents. Gritty white collar Wall Street cash embezzlements. Sizing up the game, recording up all the measurements. Industry is full of that musical artist pestilence. Exploiting the culture, never showing the culture love. Exposing the vultures out for their clout, not from the mud. I'm from the land where they say, give it all back now. All of the warriors standing strong and never back down. Do it for the family, the people and the youth. Do it for the voiceless, the struggle and the truth. Indigenous people were the first to get the culture canceled. Now you act like we don't have a reason to dismantle the system, resist them against them. Stand with the strength of the ancestors' wisdom.
Hey. It's indigenous excellence when we touch down. Passing the competition, too late to run now. No hesitation, the style of players one cut. Some Indian players turning singles to home runs. Resurrecting greatness in the name of Urang. That played the game and had it sewed up like a shoestring. Squatting on the track, native baby Wu-Tang. Still find them with the people lower than the fruit hang. Anishinaabe without an Ashoni in my blood. How could a phony replicated our roots in the mud? This government structure tried to copy my ancestors. They fundamentally fell by sicking the hand fetchers. Our matrilineal systems assured our clan wellness. European patriarch city ensured the spam stretchers. Forget walking on water, we make our food grow on it. We picked this up by the bootstraps, they made the loopholes common. So throw that lazy Indian canoeing out the dough. Salt and flow, known to power up a fellow native soul. My brother got the Urang Indians in his jeans. His great-grandpa John Baptist Thunder played with JT, the only native team assembled in the NFL. It's the rap game gypped off here with the story to tell. It's only right I do it potent with some native poets. The spirit of Bright Path is in me, yeah, he probably wrote this. It's indigenous excellence when we touch down. Passing the competition, too late to run now. No hesitation, the style of players one cut. Some Indian players turning singles to home runs. Resurrecting greatness in the name of Urang. That played the game and had it sewed up like a shoestring. Squatting on the track, native baby Wu-Tang. Still find them with the people lower than the fruit hang.
Yeah.
kick back in my time machine. Reminiscing everything was so promising. Siblings let me win so I would feel like I was king. Caught the piss, ran it in, then I was high as he. Who's kneeled down when I've cried and brought the sky to me. Like God the great, I am about my highest being. Fell in love with the sport when I was high as knees. Then I learned the Jim Thorpe and I knew I could beast. Blow up and get the paper like them Shocker peas. Go up to snag the ball on y'all like mine's a flea. Show up, I'll be showing up because I've got to peace. That was the Jim Thorpe effect of my philosophy. But somewhere down the line, I must have lost a beat. Started going for my feast like I forgot my teeth. Jim Thorpe isn't in the public conscious, P. All I'd ever see was black and white on colored screens. All I hear about is Chiefs, but they're all long deceased. Man, I wish I could have seen you play ball on TV. I wish that you received the same notoriety the mass media has given all these other athletes. I just needed someone great who looked like me. Jim Thorpe, you could be my Muhammad Ali. Afflicted with addiction, alcoholic like Pete. No submitting, both spitting up in college like G's. My focus not there, we probably both got B's. You're the star RB, I'd skip the smoke trees. When I finally got sober, I became an MC. Messing up on stage cause I care what people think. I needed your influence, I don't care what people think. See, for me to feel great, man, I needed that drink. Graduated school and flushed the lick down the sink. Now I gotta be you for kids who wanna be me. I was young, Jim went in one and out one. Cause even though he's GOAT, he was always outdone. How I'm supposed to stay inspired by the Top Gun when they never say a word about him, not one. All I heard was Tyson, Jackson, and Jordan. It made me feel like other races were more than. On top of that, I had identity crisis. I thought not even sports could save me from how serious my life is. Young native growing up without his culture. No role models to show me it was out here. Didn't have a daddy, mama's gone for weeks. You would think it's romance the way you swept us off our feet. The foster home is the modern day boarding school. Kill the Indian and save the man, you know the rule. Matter of fact, old Jim Thorpe knew it too. It took the life from us and made it all dark and blue. We were all athletically gifted, but when we played them white kids, somehow we just missed it. In them big street football games, I see now it's more mental than anything. Became resentful of my one true queen. Started clouding everything with blunts and things. Giving women fists instead of diamond rings when they deserve my heart and all the finer things. Dang, old Jim, we got a lot in common. I'm glad I finally came around to put the time in. Cause you're the type of hero I know I could vibe with. A legendary native.
That's Tall Paul on CKW 95.9. I'm Jesse James. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Song's running a little long, so I got to cut it off just a little bit. But go check that album out because it's been a great drop. The story of Jim Thorpe. It's wonderful stuff. I want to thank everyone for joining me today. Appreciate it. Back next week. Stick around. You got the Neon Beige Sound Exchange coming up next. Until then, I'm going to leave with a little bit of fiddle music, trying to cap off the old show here. Enjoy the rest of your Easter, and peace.
from the fourth and a half floor of the University of Winnipeg. This is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.